It's a schuss and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha is Parshas Emor. And there's so many things to talk about and intertwine in this Dvar Torah. It's going to be speaking about my grandmother, Rebbetzin Bamzer, Alva Shalom, Libos Bas, Moshe Eliezer Halevi, the impact she had on our family, and all of Klal Yisrael. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with a major yisod, giving some stories like usual. Torah tells us, Perech of Aleph, Posuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Emor El HaKohanim, say to the Kohanim, Bnei Aharon, the sons of Aharon, V'amarta Aleihem, L'nefesh Lo Yitamo V'amom. And say to them that you're not allowed to become tummy. So we know that this week's parsha, we start with Kedusha of the Kohen. We love Kohanim, all the Kohanim out there, right? Thank you to my father and my grandfather, right? So the Kohanim, and then we go to Kedusha's Hamakom. We talk about the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha of the Makom, of the place. And then we go to Kedusha's Hazman. We talk about all the Moadim, all the different holidays. Five times in the Torah, it talks about all the holidays. Right here, famous one, Parshas Emor. And we're going to focus on the first Rashi. It's always about the first Rashi in every Parsha. A Goaldic Rashi. Rashi says, Emor El HaKohanim, Emor V'amarta. How come the Torah is telling us two times, Emor V'amarta, says Rashi, quoting them from the Gemara, in Yevamos Kuf Yid Dalid, Lahazir Gedolim Ala Ketanim. That we want the gedolim, we want the adults to go and be in charge, make sure that the ketanim, that the minors are doing it well. This is actually one of the sources of chinuch, of giving over to your children, giving them the right derech. But as Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the great Reb Moshe, we're talking about the kohanim. Where do we see in this pasuk? Very nice. It says, and more v'amarta, it says two times to say, but in the pasuk itself, it's talking about the Kohanim, how do you see the children? And furthermore, Aser Moshe, we'll call it 1B, but 1B. Why Lashon Emor? We know that the Gemara tells us that a lot of times whenever God gives us a Tzivoy commandment, it says Vayidaber. And the Gemara tells us in Makos that Vayidaber is a harsh, a stronger language. And Vayomer is a soft language. So question 1B, right in the beginning, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, why this soft language? Question two, we get to the Mo'adim, and the Mo'adim, Rashi tells us right in the beginning of the Mo'adim, Perech of Gimel, Posek Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Hashem speaks to Moshe, right? Daber el b'nei Yisroel, v'amarta lehem Mo'adei Hashem asher tikru osam mikrei kodesh, says Rashi, and then it goes into Sheshes Yomim, right? 6 days Hashem created the world, u'bayom hashvi, says Rashi, Sheshes Yomim, Ma inyan Shabbos Eitzel HaMoados. Why is Shabbos right next to the Moados? Leandecha, to teach me, Sheko Mechalas HaMoados, whoever goes and desecrates the Moados, Malan Alav Kilu Mechalat HaShabbos. If you go and you desecrate and you violate, you do Isurim on the Moed, it's as if you violated on Shabbos. Ask the Gedolei Achronim, what's the connection? Okay, we have Moed, we have the Yontifs, just finished the Pesach, right, Shavuos is getting closer than we think, and we have Moadim and Shabbos. So we have to connect Shabbos to Moed, because if you're Mechala, if you desecrate the Moed, it's as if you desecrated Shabbos. Ask the Achronim, what do you mean? What's the connection? They're both bad things, but why if you desecrate the Yontif, if you desecrate Shabbos? And question three, the question of Sfiras HaOmer, it's a time period right now, and at the same time as this week's Parsha. Straight up, right, this week's Parsha. We know that it tells us in the Torah, Usfartem lachem perek chav kimol posuk tesvav, Usfartem lachem mimochras ha-shabbos. Okay, so we can have so many on every word in this posuk. We can have questions. Usfartem lachem mimochras ha-shabbos. And you should count. The Gemara tells us in Menachos, what does Usfartem mean? Svir l'chol echod ve'echod. Every single person needs to do their own counting. Very interesting shaila. Very interesting question. The shout out to Uncle G. Loves the questions. Right? that everyone loves the questions, but we have to do the halachi shir. I always talk about that. Yeah, one day. But usfartim lachem mimachras haShabbos, so we have to do counting. Since the prechagash, every single person has to do the counting. And as we all know, sometimes you miss a day and you ask someone else. But the whole thing, you can't ask him what day it is, and he starts like motioning to you, and he like starts putting his fingers up, and he's this day, that day, not this day, right? And your kids have, you know, everyone understands what I'm trying to say. But there's an idea of counting. Why specifically do you need to do your own counting? Furthermore, mimachras haShabbos. Normally we know mimachras haShabbos means Shabbos. Shabbos, the seventh day. But we know that one of the famous machlokas between the Siddukim and, right, the Siddukim, Saduk, they only believe in Torah Shebechsav, and us, the Perushim, that believe in Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, is how do you understand mimachras haShabbos? According to the Siddukim, they say it's Shabbos, means literally Shabbos. But us, we say it means after the first, right, the second night of Pesach, in Chutz Laaretz, it's the second Seder. So, but why is that called Shabbos? Why is Pesach called Shabbos? And lastly, the Rambam says, we would say, listen, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we want the Beis HaMikdash very badly. My son, little Chaim, will ask me, Tati, where are we going to put our shoes? Is it going to be like bins, you know, like when you go to iJump? You know, you put your shoes, because you can't jump on the trampolines. I'm like, yeah, that's definitely what we're going to do. Put our shoes right in that little box. Everyone gets a little locker. Everyone, we're going to put our shoes there so no one steals our shoes. And it's going to be amazing. And God willing. But if you ask us, if is there a mitzvah derabon or a mitzvah deoraisa, we don't have the base of Mikdash. We want the base of Mikdash. But seemingly we would say that it's a mitzvah derabon. And it comes along the great Rambam. And the Rambam tells us that it's a mitzvah derabon, not derabonin, it's a mitzvah deoraisa, found in Tmidim Musafin, Perik Vav, Perik Yerches, a mitzvah deoraisa. What do you mean? We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. How can it be a mitzvah deoraisa? So again, three questions. Question one, and more v'amarto, why this lashon lahazir gedolim al katan? How do you see that in the pasuk that you need to watch, that you have to watch your children on from the adults? Why the language of Amira? What is the connection between the Moados and Shabbos? That if you're Mechalel, the Moados, the festivals, the Yontifs, it says if you were Mechalel, Shabbos. And lastly, all the questions of Sfirasa Omer. We have so many questions of Sfirasa Omer. But why? L'chol Echad ve'Echad, that you can't ask, maybe someone can't be Motzi you. Again, it's a big chiddush of the pre-chodosh, and how can the Rambam holds? It's a mitzvah, the oraisa. Sorry, remember, we always love the stories. Again, sometimes we have to do chazara, we have to do some, we have to review the stories, because there's always yesodis, and we're living our life, we have our own story, everyone has their own story. And I remember being in America a couple years ago, and we were going to Fairlawn, New Jersey, to my Uncle Al and Aunt Beverly's pool. My whole family came out, it was so beautiful, amazing, and I remember one of my daughters, because, well, Hashem, I have a lot of daughters, and one of my daughters decided that she wants to go jump off the diving board, and she's going and going, trying to jump, like, slow motion, and she's just not getting off the diving board. Let's go, let's do it again. Up, no diving board. I was going to think about, you know, if pushing her off, that wouldn't be so good. I am the father and have to lead by example, but that wouldn't be called a diving board, it would be called a pushing board. And the fact was, she wanted to go, and finally she went for it. A little like last week, spoke about the roller coasters, got good feedback from my Talmidim, they loved the roller coaster story. Maybe they felt it themselves because they were scared, and they went for it. And all of a sudden she went up and she went and she jumped off the diving board and she felt awesome about herself, amazing. And I remember bringing it always back to, you know, you hear this, feel the stories, you live through your kids, you live through what's going on. And I remember going up that hill, trying to prove to myself I could do it. Going one time, I tried to do it more. While I'm going up the hill, I'm doing it, going up that hill and give out Zev. And you know, my wife, she does it all the time, and I'm going up, and I feel like Rocky Balboa, amazing Rocky Balboa. Right, Sylvester Stallone, everyone, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you do. But Sylvester Stallone, amazing, because he said, I have this amazing video, I have a great script. And he said, I'm going to sell it to a producer. And no one said, who are you? What are you about? Who are you? So he was so poor. He's like, I'm telling you, I have a script. It's going to be the best. No one would accept it. Finally, someone said, listen, I'll take your script, but I need a real actor, a famous actor, to play your part. He's like, no, I'm not giving you a script. So finally he found, he was so poor, they said that he sold his dog for $36. Double chai, I don't know if he knew it was double chai, but he sold his dog for $36. And finally someone said, I'll buy your script and I'll let you be the main actor, you don't give up. Sylvester Stallone, the rest is history. But, you know, he needs to get his dog back, his dog, man's best friend. So he went to the guy, he's like, can $36, I'll give you $36 back. He's like, no. He's like, what about $100? No. What do you mean? Give me my dog back. He's like, no, what about $3,000? Just kept on negotiating. We're just going up, about to give him $3,000. And he says, no, $5,000. He says, what do you mean? You just told me three. So finally, it's a true story. Google it. And finally said, fine, three, but there's a condition. I need to be in your movie. And he's in the movie. And also the dog's in the movie. Famous dog. And the rest is history. So I felt like I was Rocky Balboa walking, going up that mountain. Oh, it was hard. But I persevered and it was awesome. And the truth was, I felt great about myself. Because the more a person pushes, and as we've spoken about before, there's an idea of progression. The idea of going little by little by little, taking on those challenges, which we speak about all the time, because everyone has challenges. Everyone. Recently, I was just speaking to a student, and he said, listen, I'm trying my best, but I don't feel like I'm accomplishing. I feel like I'm doing, and I'm going with the motions, but I don't feel like I'm accomplishing. And I said to him, of course you're accomplishing. He's like, Rabbi, you always... I'm like, no, trust me. The fact that it bothers you is step one, and you're accomplishing. Obviously, there's always more, but a person needs to pat himself on the back. But the more a person pushes, and the more a person says, I can do it, and the more he leads by example, the greater he is. Says the great Rav Moshe, Lahazir gedolim al kitanim and more than Marta. How does it have to do? What does it have to do? Lahazir al gedolim, that you should go. The children will. The elders will go and teach to the children. Says Rav Moshe. When an adult loves the mitzvos, loves the Torah, and he's able to give it over, that's the greatest. Lahazir gedolim al kitanim. That the influence that one person can have, especially on his family, on his immediate relatives, is so profound, but it's profound by the person's actions. Actions speak louder than words. And furthermore, it says amira, racha, soft language, because it's not a force. It's because I want to do it. Moshe Feinstein writes in so many tshuvas, that the more a person, how is it possible that people went off the derech after people were most in efforts for Shabbos, famous tshuvas, and he says, because every time they lost their job, they said, really? I don't want to do this. And the kids saw that. Although they were being most in nefesh, they saw their parents not really appreciating it. And you know, to talk about my grandmother, Rebbe Simbamzer Olav Hashalom, you know, one of the most important things that a person could do in life is give a person their time. Time is valuable. Right? I always tell my students that if you have an extra hour, what are you doing with that time? Time is the essence. Time defines us. And the Rabbono Shalom, who's beyond time, says, I want you to make, and of course we're all busy, we're working, making a parnasa, and doing what we can. We're learning, we're doing mitzvos. But when I'm utilizing my time, what am I doing? You know, one of my Rebbeim told me that his Rebbe, whenever the phone, he's with his kid, and they're having a nice time speaking, and whenever the phone rings, he doesn't look at it. He doesn't even budge. You know what kind of impression that leaves to the child? When a person, there's a phone call going on, and he doesn't touch it, it's like, okay, fine. And especially nowadays, this is, you know, Stephen Covey in his great book, and so many of his great books, he writes that he remembers that there was a businessman, so one of his, he was coaching different groups, and he said that a businessman came to him and said, you know what, I'll tell you the most amazing thing. My father was a very successful businessman, and one time I was with him, and we were going somewhere, and someone called, and he didn't even look at the phone. And I said to him, Father, probably didn't say Tati, Father, how come you're not looking, like, maybe it's a business deal, maybe, and he said, what am I making my money for? I'm making my money for you. I'm trying to do it for, you know, some people, they get so caught up. I'm trying to build you. And if I don't answer the phone, I'm showing you that you're more important than what I'm doing. Yeah, okay. If it's a business deal, they'll find some other way and they'll get in touch with me. But right now, time is of the essence. And my grandmother was a person that gave people time. My grandmother was a person that was a listener. It's amazing. If you look at the letters silent and listen, same letter. Sometimes just being silent, just listening to someone. Silence. That's great. Some people, that's all they need is just to tell their stories. Everyone needs to be listened to. Everyone's important. She was so empathetic. She listened. She laughed. She always laughed. She had a beautiful relationship with my grandfather. They had such a beautiful relationship. Always laughing from his jokes because he had great jokes. He really did. But there was such a special bond. And, you know, she gave it over to my mother and her sisters and her brothers, who were really leaders all over the United States and Eretz Yisrael. And, you know, they pass it down. That's what it's all about. And more b'amarta, b'simcha. Because if a child sees that their parents are b'simcha, they're going to want to continue the Mesorah. If they see, oh, so hard, how can I do these? These mitzvahs are so hard, right? Things are so expensive, which they are, but they feel that it's so difficult, then why would I want to do this? But if there's a joy, there's a simcha, there's a happiness, so then it just passes on the Mesorah and Baruch Hashem. You know, I was zeiche to grow up with my grandparents, all of them, watching them being moser nefesh, but besimcha, realizing, wow, the Torah is important, the Torah, kihem chayenu, the mitzvahs are important, helping the klal, helping the tzibor is so important, doing chesed all the time. And that's the essence of life. I remember, you know, every single time whenever I spoke to my grandmother, she would always ask how my wife is, how Chani is, she would ask me how all my kids are. And every single time we went to go visit her, you know, when she was in the Nautilus and different places, she always had, we would always send pictures. I don't know if people do that anymore nowadays. We would send pictures in the mail. I know there's a mail and I know it's for Amazon, but there's also a thing for pictures and they send pictures in the mail. And every single time we went, the pictures are right there. Because it was something that was so important, because family was the ikker. Family was the most important thing. Because without your family, without your immediate family, again, that's the most important thing. But this time, what am I doing with my time? And a person needs to stop and ask themselves all the time, what am I doing with my time? Fine, I need a parnika parnasa. I need to make a living. But I'm making a living for what? To advance my avodas Hashem, for the Olam Haba. We get so caught up in this world, but it's for the Olam, the next world. To give it over to the children. Our mitzvos. And that's what it's about. Usvartim lachem. Why specifically l'chol echad ve'echad? So I heard a beautiful pshat. It's because the Sfira, as we get closer and closer to the Chag HaShavuos, the Sfira represents that each one of us has our own growth. Each one of us is going from step to step to step. And that's what the Rambam's saying. You know why it's a mitzvah d'oraisa? Because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa because we want to make a connection to a Pesach to a Shavuos. A Pesach to a Shavuos. Omer. Why an Omer? An Omer is a barley, is an animal. And even an animal could feel freedom if they're stuck. And finally they're freed. Wow, I have freedom. But that's only physical freedom. But we need to get to the spiritual freedom. Melchus HaShabbos. So the Sadukim only think that it's Shabbos. Because only Shabbos is Kaddish. But we say, no, all the Moadim are Kaddish. Everything. Pesach. Pesach represents Mimochers HaShabbos. We have the physical. We're getting out of Mitzrayim. As we spoke about the Pesach Shir and the Meitzar, we all have those boundaries. The Meitzar that's slowing us down. But Shabbos. Shabbos is the Kedusha. And that can even be a Pesach. That we're leaving the Mitzrayim. And that's maybe what Rashi is saying by the Moadim. Because Rashi says, if you're Machal the Moed, it's as if you're machalel, if you desecrate the moed, it's as if you were desecrating the Shabbos. So what's Pshat? So I saw a refrain, quote, beautiful, that Shabbos represents Hashem created the world. But the yomtivs represent that we're involved in the Kedushas HaZman. We're involved what we do with our time. We're involved, the first mitzvah of the Torah, sanctifying the moon. So He's still with us. He's still practically in our life. Every day. Every day he's talking to us. Every day he loves us so much. But a person needs to realize this. A person needs to realize that he's going to have challenges, because everyone has challenges. But the more a person goes and he pushes and he says, I can do it, nothing will stop him. You know, it was a great story I heard, and it was sitting over in Yeshiva. And he said that one of the rabbis said a beautiful thing. He said that there was a guy, stories about that guy, a guy, he went to the Rebbe and he said, listen, I'm always told about Eliyahu HaNavi. I'm told that he comes to the Pesach Seder. I'm told that he comes to every bris. I want to see Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Rebbe said to him, I have an idea. There's a very, very poor family. Every week before Shabbos, I want you to go and bring food to this family. Do it in secret, because when you give tzedakah to someone, sometimes it's very embarrassing. Right? The highest form of tzedakah is to get someone on their feet themselves so they could go and even finance themselves. But to not, one of the, you know, the Rambam has 10 levels of tzedakah, but one of the great things is to give tzedakah without them knowing. And every single week he would go before Shabbos and he would put down the food and he would leave. And after a little while, he comes to the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, I knew you told me that I'm going to see Eliyahu HaNavi. And he said, you know what, go another time. And he went another time, and through the window he hears a boy say to his mother, Mommy, Eliyahu HaNavi, I feel he comes every single week. Wow. Because we all could be that walking Eliyahu HaNavi. We all have the idea of Kedusha, of giving. And he was able to bring the Eliyahu HaNavi, the boy said, every week, where is this? Right, we're so poor, but look, Hashem is going to provide. He's going to give us the food, Eliyahu HaNavi. And we all have the ability for perseverance. We all have the ability to realize that we're all going through the Sefiras HaOmer. Right? They say that the 49 days getting to the Sefira, right, the 50 days, but there are 48 levels of Kedusha, 48 ways you could be Kone Torah. The Brisa of Pirkei Avos at the end. And the one before 33, which we're getting too close, Lag BaOmer is 32, is V'haftol O'avim Zem Zem. And that's what we're trying to get to, the closeness, the relationship. As we know, Lag BaOmer is coming, and the fire of Torah of Shulman Aruch Chai is Yirtzai, and we brought down the Zohar, and he brought down the Kedusha of Shulman Aruch Chai, one of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, which we spoke about last week, continuing the Masorah. But I think this is the Yisod. The Yisod is that a person needs to realize he needs to develop. He needs to tap himself on the shoulder and say, wow, I'm doing great. I could obviously be doing more, but I'm doing great. And he has to realize, just like my grandmother and my grandfather, Rav and Rebbe Simbamzer, they created a dynasty within the family, passing it over from generation to generation. And that's the idea. More Valmarta, the more we build ourselves and we give it over to our children and to our grandchildren, that's continuing our Mesorah. We're such a small, we're all leaders, we're such a small minute in this big world, billions and millions of people, and still, the anti-Semitism is at its highest, because they know we're MS, they know that we're truth. But the more a person works on himself, the more a person realizes that Hashem is in our life every single day, the greater life's going to be. So let's do Kedusha. Kedusha says man, Kedusha says of the time, realizing that Hashem loves us, the Kedusha is HaMoadim, bringing it really into our lives. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.